Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dan Summers, Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you, and how you be at 11:25 and 5 seconds to go right along with it on a Wednesday evening on your fan. New York City, Steve Summers here, you there. He's hiding on the other side of the glass, but I know our choreographer Peter Hoffman is there. So is Connor Green and Michael Fliegelman, back from an evening of illness last night. Michael taking off last night, feeling a little under the weather, mainly because he was working with me. What is it? 1-877-337-6666. We'll take you right up until JJ After Dark at 2 on The Fan New York.
Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep dancing.
And where is let's the bring- beef? What was this we were looking at? Maybe the highlight for the Yankees tonight. LeMahieu running into Choi at first base in the third inning. Ooh, ow. Ooh, that must have smart. Did. That's what you get for hitting a home run 24 hours ago. Of course, LeMahieu running into Choi at first base, with Choi reminding us of Tommy Lasorda rolling over. And Pedro Martinez going bowling with Don Zimmer. Torres was too wide with the throw, and the baseball too high for him to locate in a stadium inspired by that alien vehicle that landed in Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Judge, he had a chance to tie with two on. He had a chance to tie in that eighth inning with the kind of drive he hit in batting practice that was measured not in feet, but miles, landing just outside Jacksonville, Florida, and rolling into Georgia. Well, Judge created quite a breeze with a swing and a miss for the third out in the eighth inning. One hit tonight, one run, maybe 24 hours ago. And this is a pet peeve, and you know I don't really air pet peeves, but I'm going to air at this one because right after Judge struck out in the top of the eighth inning, they went to a commercial break. And that commercial we have now seen 1,000 times is now beginning to irritate. It's now beginning to get under the skin and getting below the belt. It really is beginning to annoy to the 10th degree. I'm wondering if you might agree. Cooper, did you eat all your treats? And the dog hanging his head in shame. Lady, if you don't want Cooper to stuff himself, don't put out all the treats, okay? And what, the dog's on a diet? He needs to watch his calories? I can't take this commercial anymore. Cooper, did you eat all your treats? Why is she putting out so much food for the dog to be a glutton to begin with? All right. We wonder if you got the feeling watching the Yankees tonight, if they already know that come a week from Friday, they're going to be taking on the Minnesota Twins in the Bronx. Raise your hand, but not if you're driving. Keep both hands on the wheel, as my father always told me, teaching me how to drive. Raise your hand if you think the Astros have enough of a lead over the Yankees, and they're leading early in their game right now. But raise your hand if you think the Astros have enough of a lead over the Yankees where you think, the Yankees think, and the Astros think they'll be taking on the wild card winner. And right now, the American League wild card winner is a number of players to be named later, since Oakland, Tampa Bay, and Cleveland losing, and I think it's a final, they were down 8-3 in the eighth inning. Those three teams could be headed for a three-way tie. And wouldn't that be a lot of fun? Because then Major League Baseball would probably give us a whole day to figure out a three-way tie. However, if the three for the money and three for the show do tie, here's what would happen with team A, B, and C. Now follow the juiced baseball. Club A at home with Club B. The winner of this moves to the wild card game. Simple enough. Now, the loser hits the road for a game with Club C. The winner of this, the other wild card team. So, how to decide who's the A team, the B team, and the C team? Well, use your head. It's head to head. And that is the answer to that. And so it is that simple to figure out. And yet everyone's talking about we're going to have to get the calculators out and with the, everything with the decimal points. And the, no, it's simple. I can understand it. If I can understand it, then everybody can. And as we speak right now, the Anabolics versus the other two teams makes them Oakland, where there's no there there. They would be Team A as we speak. Tampa would be Team B, and the Indians would be team number three. So we figure, and figure you figure, it is going to be a week from Friday night, the Minnesota Twins. And right now, a warning. When the American League Division Series moves to Game 3 on Monday night, October 7, be prepared for the pregame show to give you a little flavor of the home team, where if we're all very lucky, we won't hear the Minnesota fight song. So old, the lyrics were written when Minnesota was known as the land of 5,000 lakes. Nobody has thought to update. Nobody has thought to make the song 2019. Nobody has thought with sound thinking to update lyrics that are simply said lame and limp. Lyrics we hope not to be heard and certainly not to be repeated go like this. We're going to win, Twins. We're going to score. We're going to win, Twins. Watch that baseball soar. Knock out a home run. Shout a hip hip hooray. Cheer for the Minnesota Twins today. We're going to win, Twins. Give it our all. We've got the guys who'll knock the cover off the ball. Let's hear it now for the team that came to play. Cheer for the Minnesota Twins today. You know something? I should be probably fired and will be for even reciting those lyrics. And you know what I'm also thinking as I'm thinking off the top of the head, tip of the tongue? Cooper, did you eat all your treats? Is better than the lyrics to that song. And you could tell the lyrics were not written by Paul McCartney, not written by Carole King. They were not written by Burt Bacharach. This was not written by Barry Gordy or Smokey Robinson. And who doesn't think of the movie Fargo with anything Minnesota, including the lyrics that you just heard that basically insult lyrics. Okay, you knew it was coming. This is not breaking news. Shiva, for the New York Metropolitans. You'll find the lox, the bagels, the cream cheese, the tomatoes, the onions over there. Eat, enjoy, a bon appetit. Before Jacob Sigrom threw pitch number one tonight, the Hebrew Hammer, with a grand slam in the first inning, had given the Robignons, had given them a wild card spot, making it official with Washington and with, with Milwaukee right now, and still to be decided, as we say in the trade, who wins the National League Central, but a wild card spot at least for Milwaukee, and you know about Washington from 24 hours ago. It was over for the code blue and orange New York Metropolitans in a season where there was grit and battle and fight. But come October, the Metropolitans once again prepare for Halloween. They made us notice after the All-Star break, didn't they? But when all is said and done, too little, too late, their eventual fate. Does Callaway return? Does Syndergaard return? Who's on third? Who's in center field? Who's in left, platooning with a Cuban defector who defected from 2019? Who is the closer? Who's the setup man? Who's in the bullpen to begin with? Can Conforto, with terrific numbers, lose the such a streaky hitter from his game? Will Nimmo continue to run when walking, and will Cano continue to walk when he should be running? Will Diaz be on the team? Well, the Mets in San Francisco lose three extra inning games in a four-game series. Well, the Metropolitans, coming off a three-game sweep in an interleague matchup, then lose six in a row at home. Will the Mets ever again blow a six-run, ninth-inning lead? It was the ride not taken since a spin on Coney Island Cyclone, so we get off the 2019 roller coaster ride that we were all on, up and down, hoping for less potholes and less detours for the New York Metropolitans in 2020. Sigrom tonight, and he should win it again. I'm sorry. He should win it. If that sounds like a homer, too bad. He should win it. Scherzer from last night spit the bid. His ERA close to 3. I think it's 2.93. Sigrom tonight. Again, what else is new? Seven innings, not a single run. The two hits. What's wrong with him? Slumping. He gave up two hits. His ERA is 2.43. Alonso did something very interesting tonight, didn't he? I happen to think that most people that know from New York baseball are quite aware that he did this.
And he drives one deep left center field. That ball is out of here. Number 51 for Pete Alonso, a three-run bomb.
First pitch, swing on a high fly ball, deep left center. 51 is on its way. It is gone.
Out of
a
here.
Home run.
Gone.
Pete Alonso is one away from tying Aaron Judge's
That's
rookie
right.
home run record. He hits it just over the Great Wall of Flushing, beyond the M&M suite seats to the right of the 370 mark. Pete Alonso with his 51st home run of his rookie season. He's now driven in 118 runs. The Mets are leading by a score of 7-0.
Gee, I wonder who's going to be Rookie of the Year, Howie and Gary. And with Jeff McNeil, you know about a broken wrist, breaking a lot of hearts for the kind of season that the Metropolitans had. But there's hope, as we say, and it's true. It's not just a word to use, oh, there's hope. There is. And McNeil is a reason why. And, of course, the broken wrist, he got hit. What is it? So his, listen, he's got all winter already to recover. And, of course, we're going to get to the update and all your telephone calls, the whole thing already. We can try to figure out And I think over the course of the last so many weeks, it seems like years, we have figured out, regardless of who the Yankees play in the American League Division Series, which begins in the Bronx, and everybody knows by now, a week from Friday night, and then the second game would be Saturday, the third game would be the following Monday with National League 1 and 2 over the weekend, but you know from this. Now, there is something we will say about Adam Gase, and it isn't very pleasant. And again, we could try to figure out where it happened at CC Sabathia. This is not going to take up a segment. Those two are going to come out of the bullpen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.